Empath Meditation. Let's begin. Get comfortable as you sit or lie down, beginning to relax, beginning to breathe. And with your next breath, begin to feel the rhythm of your breath align to the rhythm of your body as you draw in the air and let out the air. Bring awareness to your body as you relax your toes, your feet, the arches of your feet, your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs and hips. Just sink into the chair, bed, or floor that is supporting you as you release all of the tension you carry in these lower limbs. Breathe into your hip flexors, your pelvis, your lower spine. Just breathe in and out, bringing the breath of life itself to the lower portion of this physical body, both front and back. Breathe it into the home of your root chakra, this physical chakra that carries all of your beliefs. As you continue to bring life force energy in with your breath to this lower portion of your body, begin to allow yourself to float back, back, back in the time clock and memories of your life. Go back now as far as you possibly can to remember your initial beliefs on shoulds and have-tos. Try to remember all the family beliefs, the societal beliefs, the cultural beliefs that may have created initial energy blocks even way back then. Recall any images, thoughts, or memories of when you allowed others to suck your energy field dry by either taking your power physically, emotionally, mentally, or spiritually. Or possibly you took someone else's power. As you continue to fuel your lower body with deep, relaxing breaths, let go of any energy transference you experienced because of these beliefs. Release it from the root chakra, this physical chakra. Breathe deeply into this part of your body. Feel the energy enter and fill. Let go to release and refill with love and light into the feet, the ankles, calves, and thighs. Releasing and filling in the pelvis, hips, and lower back. And I'm going to give you a little bit of time with the music now to release and fill. Next, we are going to move upward in your physical body into your abdomen, both front and back. This second chakra holds your emotions, your passions, and your desires. It also holds your relationships with others. Breathe deeply into this part of your body. Feel the energy enter and fill. Let go to release and refill with love and light. Releasing and filling now in the intestines, the colon, the sexual organs, the lower back, the sciatica. Begin to concentrate on any energy transference you're encountered in relationship. These are the I have to's or the I should's in doing things for others. Remember, sometimes we feel we are helping others by doing for them, by holding all of their energies, holding all of their fears, their worries, their failures, etc. This is not healthy for your second chakra, and it is time to allow yourself to just let it go. Breathe and see yourself cutting relationship cords that bind you. By cutting these cords, you do not in any way lose the relationship with that person. You only cut the energy of the binding transfer that ultimately depletes your individual fuel tank. So breathe deeply now into your tummy and into your lower back area as you allow yourself to be free. Next, we again move upward into your third chakra, the solar plexus that houses the mental chakra. This is that hamster wheel of da 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 that goes around and around in that mental mind, processing and processing and never stopping. This energy transference comes in the form of manipulation control felt from others. It is guilt, it is shame, it is fear, just to name a few. It goes round and round like the hamster wheel. Try to identify your energy transference issues when it comes to this chakra. Who or what do you lose power to in the mental frame? Is it family, friends, work? What runs on overtime in the dark of the night when you cannot sleep as that mental tape is going over and over in your mind? See the cords that are connected to those tapes. See yourself cut those cords and breathe in freedom, serenity, balance into your stomach, your liver, your spleen, kidney, mid-body, both front and back. And moving upward again, as we examine the heart chakra, the chakra of unconditional love, a concept almost impossible for most of us. Realize all the conditions you put on your love. I love you if you, when you, or feel how you are the one feeling conditionalized. I'm only lovable if I and when I, and I'm not lovable because you didn't. Imagine all the times you do things you really don't want to do to make others happy. Think of all the pressure you put on yourself to make others happy. This type of effort is never ending because it is not real. We are not responsible for others' happiness. We can support it, we can cherish it, but we cannot change it or make it. Breathe new, fresh energy into your heart chakra. Feel what it feels like to be responsible to fill that heart with source energy versus physical energy. Source energy is omnipresent. It never runs out. Consider replacing the energy transference from humans in your heart chakra with energy from nature. Envision bringing in the air, the water, the earth, the fire, and the ether, and fill that heart, both on the front side of your body as well as the back. And next, we move upward to your throat chakra, the chakra of truth. We are going to spend some time here on how we all try to make our truth be others' truth. We will do anything and everything to make others' truths change to align with ours, because then that means we're right. We will fight for ego power with our words all day, with so many. And it's all false. As you continue to breathe in and out, recall all those people, situations, energies that challenge your truths. Realize how draining that is to your energy field. And now, one by one, let them go. Breathe them out of your throat that is so tight and stiff. Your neck, your shoulders, where you carry the world of others' truths. Your upper back, your rotator cuffs, and even all the way down to your arms and your elbows, wrists, and hands. Breathe out any non-truths and breathe in your own truth. Continue to cut those cords of energy transference to feel the breath of life returning in truth to your system. Feel it go completely down your spine and your central nervous system. And now reverse that energy and draw it back up again, realigning that entire spine and body to feel and own your own truths only. Now focus on your third eye chakra in the middle of your forehead, your inner sight. Realize all the ways you see and experience energy transference. How do you see yourself? How do you see others? Try to breathe out judgment. Try to breathe in being the observer of all things, allowing others to just be with no conditions attached. Breathe in love and light to your eyes, your temples, your face, ears, and lower skull. We humans take in so much inauthentic energy with our physical eyes. What is it that you don't want to see? Is it that homeless person on the roadside? Is it the information coming from World News Tonight on television? Or that person that you envy with the perfect body, hair, and clothes? Or maybe that horrible parent and child that live next door to you? What is it that you judge or don't want to see in yourself and others? This is a major energy drain in our lives because we are so programmed to judge. Try to breathe in and out and let go of anything that is no longer your true seeing and cut the cords. And lastly, we move to the crown chakra located on the top of your head. See your unwanted thought energies flow out and upward, much like a whale spout, just releasing and releasing. This is your divine mind. It is your spiritual chakra. Let go of any conditioned and transferred spiritual concepts and ideas that may no longer fit in your life. Let go of unwanted dogma, religion, or maybe unwanted culture, family, or political beliefs that break your spirit. Think of anything or anyone that you allow to banish your magic. This may be your spouse, child, parent, sibling, friend, or even enemy. It may be your job, your duty to something or someone, whatever it is that you are allowing to deplete your energy bubble. Identify it now, and with full gratitude and joy, blow it out that whale spout, that crown chakra, and just relax. Just be. You are a human being, not a human doing. Just for right now, feel what it feels like to just be. And I'm going to give you just some time now to be with the music. Very slowly now, starting with the top of the head, bring your attention to your entire head and crown chakra, drawing in rose light, love and joy. Bring it into the third eye, down to the throat, your heart, your solar plexus, your sacral, and finally your root chakras, filling all chakras with rose light, love, and joy, knowing you are safe. You are loved. You are exactly where you need to be at this time in your life. So breathe in gratitude and breathe out joy. And as you ramp up that joyful breath, we are going to begin to come fully back into your body. Taking the breaths in now and out. Slowly moving the body parts. Fully coming back into the body and the room and the space. With gratitude, love, and light, so be it.